Yeah. Just doing it. I'll try.
Thank you.
Well, we don't see each other so much. This year I know, Baruch Hashem, that you've been filled with so much learning and so much Yerushalayim. It was the last time that I walked into a shir and heard the last words over here that I was hearing. There was a service that I had from this piece. I decided that my mahalach with these shiurim, with these times that we're together, is that whatever I felt over Shabbos, I would share with you, whatever was on my mind, something a Torah that I felt connected to, that I would try to give over. But again, it's only a hechatimsa that you should be able to ask, either together or individually, that we could talk about things. What we're going to learn now, to try to press this very, very much, it's a lot to press in into a few minutes. We're going to learn something that we need to take to heart. What's happening here in this particular shiur is very much connected to what we're going to learn. And how to apply it throughout our lives is something which, in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to talk more about. The Zohar Kaddish, on top you have the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish is in Parshas Chayesara, Kuf Chav Zayin, Beis. Tochazi. I think everybody knows that the Zohar Kaddish, Bechlal, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, speaks in the way of Tochazi. Tochazi, Tochazi, come and see. As opposed to the Bavli, which is Toshma, come and hear. It's more direct, it's clear. The Zohar says that if Ephron would have seen in the cave, this cave was the cave, the Maraz Machpelah was located on his property. And the Zohar says, Ephron, that if Ephron would have seen what's going on in the cave? It's the place of Adam and Chava. It's not only that it was the place of Adam and Chava, but it's the Shar, the Pesach, that leads to Gan Eden. It's the opening to Gan Eden. The Maraz Machpelah is the opening to Gan Eden. If Ephron would have seen this, then Layaz bin Allah Alman, he never ever would have sold it. He never would have sold the place. Not to Avraham, if you know, to anybody. Elavadai, the Zohar says, Loi chom above loi klum. Elavadai, Ephron didn't see anything. He looked in, nothing. The Aleis Mila is Galia, Elilamare. The Zohar says, Leis Mila is Galia, Elilamare, that something becomes revealed only to the one who it truly belongs to. It's only known to the one to whom it belongs, Lamare. Leis Mila is Galia El Lamare. One has to be the Bailam over something. One has to have a deep connection to something, and then it reveals itself entirely. We'll begin Kach Lavram is Galia Veloy Lafray. And therefore, the Maraz Machpelah was Megala herself. Only to Avram Avinu and not to Ephraim. La Avram Mizgalia. Why was it Mizgala? Why was all the Kedusha of the Maraz Machpelah Mizgala to Avram Avinu? So the Zohar says, Delay Hava. Because it was his. The light of Gan Eden. The Ur of the Shivas Yimei Bereishis belonged to Avram Avinu, belongs to us. La Ephraim Lai Hava says, Gaya Lai. to Ephron that wasn't seen. And he was staring at it. He was staring at it, but he didn't see it. He didn't have any chelik in that or. He didn't have any chelik. It wasn't his. So he didn't see it. And therefore, nothing was seen. Nothing was revealed to Ephraim. All Ephraim could see was darkness. And he had the deed for the field. When he looked into the cave, he saw nothing at all, only darkness. Chashoicha. Vada zabinla. And therefore, he sold it. He was ready to give it up. He let go of it. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Gabi the Maras Machpel. So here there's a Torah from one of the tzaddikim of our generation, who I was supposed to have a kesher with, Rabbi Shemaim Morgenstern in Yerushalayim, originally from London. And in the Sefer Nishmos Mechadetin, where the Chevra over there in Yerushalayim writes over the Torahs of Rabbi Shemaim from each Shabbos, so it's brought down Adibra Adivya Azor Kodesh Prasha Seinim, that Rabbi Shemaim spoke like 2 years ago, this was, spoke about this piece of the Zohar Kodesh that we just learned. She'efrain ra'a chayshech b'maras ha'machpeila, that all Ephraim could see, when he looked into the maras ha'machpeila, all he could see was darkness. Av she'shomu pesach ha'gan Eden, even though that's the opening to Gan Eden, all that's beautiful, all that's alive, all that's lit up, was in that place. But when Ephraim looked at it, all he saw was darkness. We have to daven very, very hard. That shouldn't happen to us. V'yesham or gadol. It's a tremendous or. Shemikaven shamara loy hoysa sheyachas loy. So since the ma'ara, since the cave, on a deeper level, he might have had the deed, but on a deeper level, it didn't belong to him. It wasn't his. L'chein etzlei hoysa chashucha. The loy shum or. Therefore, to Ephraim, it was totally dark. There was no light at all. You know, sometimes you can look at a person, and you only see in that person darkness, and another person looks at that person, he sees that's the most lichtige person in the world. You could have a mother looks at the child, and the mother sees in the child, everything that's holy and pure. The teacher looks at the child and says, you got to throw this kid out of school. The kid is not a good kid. It means the teacher doesn't have a shaykhus, doesn't have a keshe, so can't see the ur of the child. The mother and the child are one. For the teacher, all the teacher sees is chashucha, darkness. For the mother, all she sees is light. It's the same in seeds. The Ma'ara, the cave, the Maras HaMachpelah was lichtig, was shining only for Avraham Avinu. With this great light, because it was designated to him, it belonged to him, it was really, really his, and therefore he was able to see the Ur, the Gan Eden cave of the Ma'ar. That's what the Zohar says. That's what we learn. Va'amar, and Rabbi Shemaya explains a little bit more. She'inyin zehu hadracha l'kol echad. That this piece of the Zohar Kodesh should be hadracha, should guide each and every one of us. Shemi sheroye be'eze inyin ba'avodas Hashem isbarach. That when a person sees in a certain inyin of avodas Hashem, of course, an inyan that is 100% up yalach and so on, everything is the right way. Shemisha roya beize inyan b'avodas Hashem isbarach beize mitzvah, a person sees in one of the mitzvahs. He loves all mitzvahs, but there's a certain mitzvah that this mitzvah, or a midah, or a certain midah, or the hanhagetayva, or hanhagetayva, something good, a good hanhaget. Or he sees in a certain part of the paradise HaTorah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, so there's a person that's drawn with all of his heart to learning the keys. There's a person that's drawn with all of his heart to learning Be'in. Somebody's drawn with Halacha, somebody's the Inev of Tanakh, the Hashkafa, or Musa, Chassidus, or whatever. But the person is mamish pulled with all of his heart in that direction. I'm not talking about a little child in yeshiva has to, of course, follow the curriculum, and we have to try to connect ourselves to all of Torah. But when a person feels, that imamish to him, it's an ur, it's shining to him. You show it to another person, because I don't know what he's talking about. You can look at something in a Torah. You can see a piece of Kedusha's Lev, Tefashon, whatever it is, and you go out of your kelim. You want mamish. You want to run to Baditshev and to kiss the matzeva of the Baditshev. You show it to some other person. He says, I don't see anything here. And it could be the same thing when he shows you his big aura that he had, that, you know, in the sefer that he was learning. He's all excited about it, and you don't see it at all. Shemei Eloi Amayshech Eisach. It's a piece of Yiddishkeit. Befrat, we love all of Yiddishkeit, but there's something in particular that's shining for you individually. Umayshech Eisach. And it's pulling you. Hinei Zehu Simen Reichacha. That's a simen, and that's a proof. She'inyin Zeh Shayach Loi. That you have a special shaykhis to this inyin. Of course, we're shaykh to all of Torah, but you have a special shaykhis to this inyan. How, where does that come from which Gilgal, that's not important, but you have a special shaykhis. There's a friend of mine that for the past 40 years he's giving out tzitzis. He has very little money. He spends his last penny, he buys tzitzis. He has this thing with tzitzis. He sees a Jew, he's mazakim tzitzis. A boy's not wearing anything, he goes and he gives him tzitzis. And he reads about tzitzis, talks about tzitzis. He's in love with tzitzis. A person is pulled to a certain inyan. It's a proof. It's a proof that he has a strong shaykhis to this inyan. V'sham munachas atzlochasai. And in this inyan, he could have tremendous atzlocha. Tremendous atzlocha. He's connected to it in a very deep way. It's his. If he enters deeply into this inyan that is lit up for him, this doesn't mean to the exclusion of everything else, chalila, but it means to be focused on and to see that through that we'll have the big Yeshua and the big Geula, through that inyan. When it comes to Nisyanis, the Kohen says in Sikkas Atzad, when it comes to Nisyanis, Davka, where you're having the greatest struggle. That's a simon to look in that place, that you could be marshalling yourself in that place where you have a struggle. But in Avodas Hashem, in the positive Avodas Hashem, so you'll have some person that will tell you, let's say you're in a certain shia, and you've been there for 2 years, you tried it, mamash, you're killing yourself, and you hate it. I mean, it's not a nice word. You're very unhappy. You don't like it there, in that shiur. So you could have a person will say to you, that's your nisayin. Your nisayin is that you have to stick it out, and you have to love yourself. No, I'm here for 2 years, I'm not learning. It's got this. It's not going. I'm not lazy, I'm trying hard. So there's a mahalach that people have to say that's a problem that you have. So the Zohar Kodesh is saying, no, that's a problem that person has who's telling it to you. It's time for you to get out, to try something different, where your heart is. Kodesh HaBasifah Chassidus Chabad, as we've seen Chabad Svarim, it brings from the Fyodik Lubavitch Rebbe, Shekabbalah B'yodim Rebbe Mirebbe Ad HaBal Shem Tov, that the Chabad, they have a Kabbalah, all the way back to the Baal Shem Tov, Shepirish V'biyo Derech Hazal, but they explain the Gemara in Shabbos. We see that the Amoraim would ask each other, "Avuch b'may zoritvei." that one Amora would ask the other Amora, Avuch, your father, b'may zohit fei. What was he particularly careful with? In other words, what part of Yiddishkeit was he really majoring in? What was his major? B'may zohit fei. What was he most careful with, most particular with in his Yiddishkeit? Avuch, b'may zohit fei. So in Chabad they have a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov that b'may zohir tvei, the zohir tvei is miloshen zohir va'or. That zohar is a loshen of brilliance, light. That's what it's zohir, that's what it means, zohir. Zihara means light, shining light. So the question that an Amora would ask another Amora is, Avuch, in your family, in your world, where you come from, what you're connected to, what's most lichtig? You? What is lit up most? Where do you see the most aura in your life? Where do you see your Gan Eden? Where do you see the Maras Machpelah? Abayinu. The kol echad mehamaroyim hayu mahadu medaktik beinin haruchni shahayu meyla b'miuchad. Each one of the amaroyim would focus on, of course they learned kol ha-terkul, whatever they could, but the inyan that was meyla, like, there was a particular inyan that each tzaddik felt, this is my Maras Machpelah. This is my place. This is my Gan Eden. This is my Ur that the Baruch Shalom created for me from the 6 days of creation. For me. Shekevan Shahiyu Amaroyim Royim Eze Mitzvah Mi'ira V'Zayheris L'Ham. Because each Amar would see there was a certain mitzvah, or a certain inyan in Avodas Hashem, or a certain way of learning that was Mi'ira V'Zayheris L'Ham. That was like, it took them. It just took them. Yoisimi mitzvahs acheres, more than other mitzvahs. Yodu shebe mitzvah zu yesh lohem liyizara yoiser bibe mitzvahs acheres. They knew that here they had to be more careful in this inyan. In that inyan where they saw that light, where they had that strong connection to, where there was a feeling of bailus, of shaykhus, they had to have more zahiris, they had to be more careful. Because their entire existence is wound up and bound up to that inyan, more than anything else. I've often given a bracha over the years to Chas and Kala before they get married. So I give a bracha that the Kala should be able to be invisible to the rest of the world, that nobody else should see her. Say that you're the most beautiful Kala in the world, but only your Chasim should see you. And the only way that could happen is if the Emes she gives herself over to know that she belongs completely, begufa benefesh, to her Chasim. And the Chasim, the same thing, knows that he has nobody else in the world except this Kala. Because when you know that that's yours, then it's lichtig. Yeah, nowadays people get married, they don't really feel that she's mine and he's mine. So everybody else could tell, every therapist in the world could tell the person, you know, you have the most wonderful wife, and he only sees darkness. Chosha. Doesn't belong to him. People get married like to try things out. Not as shaykhs. So you see Ephraim, when he looked at the Maris Machpelah, it wasn't his. So what did he see? Nothing. Chosha. So go to the therapist, what's going to do? The therapist will say, it's lichtig, it's ur. He says, I only see chosha. And Rabbi Shemaiah says, other people are going to come to you and say to you that inyan that you're crazy about in Yiddishkeit, that you love, that gives you chizik, they're going to come and tell you that what? But nah, that's not the... They usually say something like, that's not the real Messiah. They like to say that. When they say those words, that's not the real Messiah, it means it's not what I do. That's the code. That's how you translate that. That's not the real Messiah. We didn't see this. You're doing something different. You're doing something new. So Rabbi Shemaiah says, "V'ein lo lisyachis lachem shemanasam arachik oisay minyan zeh." Don't pay any attention to anybody who tries to distance you from that which your heart is connected to in Yiddishkeit. The same way, Chalila, someone comes and tells you about your wife that there's something that's more beautiful. It's not your wife. V'toynim shadav einotoy. V'chulu, that's a big V'chulu, a capital V'chulu. always come and tell you that your way is not good, that what you're doing is not right. It's not good. There was a bocha, I remember years ago, a Talmud of mine. He went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. He was in one of the yeshivas, and Thursday night, it was only him and one other person, the Bais Medrash. Everybody else was partying, you know? They're all over Yerushalayim, all over the place. And he's sitting in the Bais Medrash, and it was 11 o'clock at night, Bach, and he's learning Sfas Emes to get ready for Shabbos. The Mashgiach of the Yeshiva walks in and goes over to him and sees the Sfas Emes and says, "This is not what we learn. We don't learn Sfas Emes." So the Bacha, I told him it was wrong what he did, but the Bacha said, "Every single guy that's supposed to be here right now is on Ben Yehuda, drinking and with girls. And the thing that you're worried most about is what this Sfas Emes is going to cause in my life. It's going to take me away from the Derech. That's what you're worried about, this Sfas Emes." So you would think that so he got very angry. He says, "You're a Mechutzuf," which is true. I told him, he left the yeshiva. They told him he's a Mechutzuf. I told him it's a Mechutzuf, but he talked like that. He said he was very upset, so I said, "Very upset." No. But you would think it was a good svar, he said, the boy. It was a good svar. There are only two guys in the whole Bais Medrash. The rest of the chaver are all partying. So I'm learning Sfas Emes. That didn't deter the rabbi at all. He said, "Enachinam, that's a Yetzahar. But in Yiddishkeit, this is not the way. This Sfas Emes." So Rabbi Shemaiah says, don't listen to such things. Don't talk back either. But don't listen to such things. The only reason they're saying that is that for them, if they try to bechla, that for them, that inyan is dark. Ephraim looked into the Rosh Machpelah, only saw darkness. So this person looks into the Sfas Emes, he sees darkness. If he ever looked into it. I find most of them, they maybe look into it. But he sees darkness. It's not lit up for them. Emes is not their Indian. I mean, it is Torah, but it's not. They don't have a shaykh. They don't have a bailus. They're not connected. It's not his wife. It's not his kali. You understand? So he doesn't see. But the person himself, shemargish mashicha mitis benafshay l'inyan zeh, who feels truly drawn to this Indian. And he sees in this Indian tremendous light. Like it says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, not to be embarrassed, not to be worried, not to be nervous. Not to be nispoiled from these people. Again, to always be polite, but not to be nispoiled at all. And you have to be strong. Chazik b'dayt lis chazik b'avodosa ha'pratis samyuchedes leib be'emes u'b'leiv shalom. To be strong in your personal way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu that appeals to you, that speaks to you. You have to be strong with a full heart and truth and with a full heart. U'b'vada yatzliach v'yaseh peiris. And for sure you'll be matzliach v'yaseh peiris, and you'll see many, many peiris. And he says, "Ayn b'inyan zeh b'ashmod ha'yidua shebereish l'kut d'man chelik beis ala posik echad ha'yavra," which we will in a second. Rabbi Shemaiah says, take a look in between the first chelik of l'kut d'man and the second chelik is hashmod. There's a Torah that's called hashmod, like it wasn't part of the sefer, it was left out. It's a tiny little Torah, echad ha'yavra, on the posik echad ha'yavra. V'om ha'mari rabbi, and Rabbi Shemaiah said, so can Torah zu nimses benifrad mishar Torah shib l'kut amran? How is it that this Torah didn't make it into l'kut amran? How come it's separate from the rest of the sefer? It's printed in between the first and second chaylik. L'ahirish Torah zu hi b'chinas ha'yisayid v'asharish l'chol ha'Torah shib l'kut amran. Not that it's left out, but that rather it's the shayrish. It's that which holds together all of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. Echad ha'yavram. What's the Torah? This is the whole Torah. You see right here. On the bottom. It's a tiny little Torah. This tiny little Torah, when I first saw this, it changed my life. So if you look at it carefully, Mistam, it'll do the same thing for you, unless it doesn't appeal to you at all. Everybody's different. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it has to appeal to you. For me, it was a lot of life. For you, it could be chalila. It could be something else. But that's for me. That's all I could do is share things with you that meant a lot to me. I could share with you. Echad Hayavram. Shavram Ovar Hashem Rak Ayidei Shahaya Echad. The key to Avram Avinu's way or ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he lived every second with this word, Echad. Not that God is one, of course, but I am one. Echad Hay Avram. That God is one, that's clear. And for many people, it's much easier to believe in God's oneness than to believe in their own oneness. You know? It's much easier to believe in Hashem Echad than Ani Echad. But Avram Avinu believed it. In Echad Haya Avram. Shavram Ovar Hashem Rak Ayidei Shahaya Echad. This is how we serve Hashem. Echad. Shechosha B'dayto, the Rebbe explains what that means. Shechosha B'dayto Shehu Rak Yechid Ba'olam. I'm the only Avram in the world. That's me. There's nobody else in the world. I'm alone. He didn't pay any attention at all to what the rest of the world was doing. What the rest of the world thought was gewaldig, was terrible, was good. He didn't pay attention to any of it. So the rest of the world, of course, was away, was going away from God. They wanted to stop him. They locked him up in jail. He was making the whole world crazy. They were telling him, you're out of your mind. What are you doing? What are you talking about? There's no such thing. How can you... And they tried to stop him. See how people sometimes can get so crazy like that. They tried to stop somebody that's doing something in Avodah Hashem. Then another person tried to stop the person. He said, this is what's bothering like that, and that, with that thing in Yerushalayim. This was what does it bother you? This was what does it bother you? I can remember a few years ago there's this singer, I never heard any song from him. He's a modern mensch, this guy, Lieber Schmelzer, I never heard anything from him. But he's a funny looking guy. So there was a whole thing in Yerushalayim, they signed papers against him and they throw him out of Yerushalayim, he can never come sing in Yerushalayim. I don't know what he sings, I don't know what. But like, I was thinking to myself, like, that's the biggest danger to Klal Yisrael, you know, Lieber Schmelzer. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is dangerous. I don't know. I don't get an impression. It's a little chassid, it's a little bit off, a little, and he sings some songs, so that's the greatest danger. Someone told me that it's a very strong loss. You ever hear Reb Zelig Epstein? Reb Zelig Epstein was an Olam Golem Ma'oid. Reb Moshe held him, the Tzaddikim held him to be from him. I was zeichet to speak to him many times. So they came to Reb Zelig Epstein to sign a paper. Also something with the computers, with the internet, to sign a paper. Something like that. And Reb Zelig answered. He said, Klal Yisrael's pants are falling off and you want me to fix her tie? This is what's bothering you. Like this. The pants are falling off, and you're saying I should adjust the tie. What does it bother you? The people are like that. In Avodas Hashem, yeah. Avraham Avinu, not even care what the world says, or what the world was doing. Not even his father. The Shar Hamayim and anything else that was in the way. Ki'iluhu echad ba'olam. Echad. God is one and I am one. That doesn't mean to be a snob. That doesn't mean there's nobody that loved people as much as Avraham Avinu. His whole metzius was reaching out to people. And look what a son he had. His son was Yitzhak, and Yitzhak could have, the easiest thing for Yitzhak would have been to be a clone of his father. But Yitzhak also lived with that. Echad. My father was one way, I'm a different way. So echad hayavram. V'chein kol ha'roitz aluch nayitz b'avodas Hashem. Rabbi Nachman says anybody who wants to enter into avodas Hashem, I'm not talking about advanced, to enter into avodas Hashem. V'chein kol ha'roitz aluch nayitz b'avodas Hashem. E efshal aluch nayitz kim ayidei bechina zu can only come in. This is the ticket to get into avodas Hashem. Sheyachshav by thinking, She'ein ba'olam ki imhu levado yechidi ba'olam. Thinking that there's no one else in the world that exists, only me. And that means in Avodas Hashem, doesn't mean being kind and helping people. That's why you see Davka by Avram. And don't pay any attention to someone who's trying to prevent you in your Avodas Hashem, to stop you, as long as you, of course, as long as this is according to Halacha, and as long as you spoke to your Rebbe, and so on. Don't. You have to have a Rebbe that understands that. Even if it's your father, v'ima, your mother, achaisna v'ishto, your father-in-law, your wife, ubana v'chayayisa, your children. Or any of the meniyas that could come from anywhere in the world. Hamaligim u'mesisim, that will mock you and try to pull you away. U'moinim, and prevent you, Ma'avadosi Yisbarach, from the Avodas Hashem that you feel deep within you, from the aura that you see in the Maros Machpeleh, from the Gan Eden that Hashem is showing you. The Tzorach Shlo Yochush V'Yistakel Aleihem Klal. Lo Yochush, not even to be Choshish. Not to Chlal, not to be Gerish at all. Just to smile and say, Shkoyach, Shkoyach, Shkoyach. Shkoyach is usually a way of saying, leave me alone. We have certain words that we have to have use them. I remember when my daughter, once when the kids were little, so it was on the Erev Shabbos, and my daughter, two of the kids, they came and they said, Daddy, could we go to the park? It was already like almost like 2 hours from Shabbos, and they wanted to go to the park. There's this little park they liked in Long Beach. They wanted to go to the park. So I said, Emir Tzashem, Emir Tzashem. So the kid said, No. Really, let's go to the park. I felt so big because I didn't realize how over time the kids understood that in daddy language, Emir Tzashem means no. It's just a way of saying, I don't want to do it. If God will do it, like it'll be a miracle, but I'm not, you know, it's not up to me. You know, so the kids, I want to go to the park. Don't come in this Emir Tzashem business. You know what it means? Not like, you know what it means? Shaliyachu Shvistakle and Klal. The Nachman says, not to get upset at all. Not to get upset. Not to be nispol at all. Not to be nispol. Not to get upset. Bechlal. Not to be garrisoned at all. Just to be polite. That's why the Bocha did the wrong thing by being nasty to the Rosh Hashiva, to the Mashgiv. For many reasons that was wrong. But don't let it get to you. Shalayochosh v'yistakel aleihem klal. Shalayochosh v'yistakel aleihem klal. Of course, you look upon them for everything else in their lives, to love them and to give to them, to be kind to them and everything. But in this inyan of your Gan Eden, lo yochush v'yistakel aleihem klal. Now, I'm telling you right now, Chevra, that if there are a lot of people, if they'd be sitting in this room and learning this together with us, the first thing you would say that we're not allowed to look at is this. You understand? That this is what we're learning right now is very, very dangerous. And it is keneged Torah, and it's not the Messiah. Lo yochush v'yistakel aleihem klal. Lo yochush v'yistakel aleihem klal. Rak yiv b'chinas, but rather live a life like this. Echad hayavra. That's the life that we have to live. You get one shot. I mean, I'm talking about Gilgulim, but as far as we know here, is in this connection, the Shaman Guf, we get one shot. Echad Hayavram. I had somebody who was telling me yesterday, somebody used such a strong lotion with me yesterday, and got me, I was taken aback. Someone said to me, lotion, like, how could you not use email? It's a rishus not to use email. I don't use any email. So he said to me, it's a rishus. I said, a rishus? Such a strong thing. I said, the whole thing was only discovered a couple of years ago. Yeah, but now, if people want to email you, they can't email you. So I said to him, that's not my mahalach. What am I tell you? I thought about it a lot because I know other people have suggested that and tried to influence me in that way. I don't feel that it's in my echad. I don't feel that it's in the echad of my life. It's not in the Gan Eden of my life. I think it would be a Gehenna in my life, not a Gan Eden. And I said to this person, I don't know how long the Baruch Hashem gives me in this world. I don't know how many years. You hope till 120, not too many people make it to there. So, I don't know how many years, but I don't want to spend my life with this. I don't want to do it. So he's saying it's not nice, and it's irishus, and all these Lashonis. The people that have a different way from you will use very strong Lashonis. They'll oftentimes use Lashonis to say it's irishus. It's against Halach, it's against the Torah. I spoke to Tzaddikim about that decision. Well, I didn't just on my own. I spoke to Tzaddikim Yerushalayim, to two Tzaddikim about it. One of them said, they both said, it's gewaldig, it's okay. The other one said, oi, I wish I could do that. He's already with the email. Yes. That's my echad. Another person, it's not his echad. So fine. That's why I have my wife and you have your wife. Don't you dare look at my wife, and I'm not looking at your wife. Period. Invisible. Echad hayavram ki'ilu hu yachid ba'olam kanal, and not to be in the spoil, not to get in the slightest bit shaken, not to get rattled by another person's inyan. In your inyan, we already learned zohir tfei, but don't fool yourself. In your inyan, it has to be with the zehirus, it has to be lichtig with light, and it has to be with great caution and care to take it seriously, to do the best you can to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu through that opening that he made for you to get to him, that Marasa Machpela that he gave you in your life. You make sure to go in and go there and to get closer and closer to the Bari Olam. Don't try to fool him and don't try to fool anybody or yourself. Echad means Hashem Echad and your Echad, but the two have to get together. So Hashem is going to help us that each and every one of us should be able to find his opening to Gan Eden. And we shouldn't ever be deterred by anything in the world that can get in the way, because that's the reason that we were created. And there are a lot of voices out there. There are a lot of voices outside. A lot of voices out there. Be careful, because you could turn around and 30, 40, 50 years go by, and you're so tzedreit, you're so lost from the Maris and Achpel of your life. You don't know where. It's not Tzvaz, it's not the Maris and Achpel. You find yourself in some street in the Bronx or something. You get so lost from the place that you were supposed to go to. And there the GPS doesn't help at all. Hashem is Baruch should help each and every one of us that we should be able to find it all. Shkai.
Yeah.